Hello?
The president.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
Just fine. Looks like it, things are steadying up pretty well for you in spite of all of your opponents.
We got lots of problems, but we sure are working on them good, and I hope they come out all right. I believe that they ought to. We're trying.
Well, I think they will. I think everything is shaping up as well as you could expect at this stage of the game. Buford called me this morning. I told him I wasn't presumptuous enough to call you and bother you as many things as you had on your mind and much as you had to do, but he thought maybe that I ought to call you anyhow and tell you that I didn't think North Carolina was falling apart and that I not only wasn't a Bobby Kennedy man, but never had been one. Whenever you start shaping things up, just like before, you can start to count on me.
Terry, you don't know how much that means to me. I may have to count on you. Some other things here in the government do some special things for me that I want you to do, and I hope that the first time you're here next week or so, if you're coming this way, that you'll let Jim Jones or Marvin Watson know it so I can talk to you, because I don't guess I've ever told you just how many problems we got, but with the Vietnam thing having a few setbacks, at least we think they're temporary, with the monetary thing what it is, with the city problem what it is, I just got a good sizable handful on a good many fronts, and I don't know that I've met anybody in public life 40 years that I think more nearly represents my viewpoint of what a public fellow ought to say or do or handle himself better than you. So in a crisis in the country, when I have more than I can do, I sure do want your counsel. And if you could come in sometime next week or 10 days, I want it politically, but more than that, I really want it to, from some of the tough things I've got and some of the spots I got to work into, and I think you could help me as a friend, and I don't want to cause you any problems, but you could sure help your country too if you.
Well, I'd be delighted to. I danced out there against Sam Ervin for quite a while and did some very thorough polls, and finally concluded that in the light of all of the problems and the strife that we've got with the Republicans here, that I'd do a great disservice to the state and to the party too if I were to run at this time. And while I'm not assuming I could have beat him, at the same time it came out where it wasn't too uneven. So I'm not in any position to be embarrassed, and I got no political axes to grind now.
Well, you'll do me a great favor in your country if you'll give me a ring the first time it's convenient.
Well, I'll be up there within a week or 10
All right.
days. I don't have my schedule, and I
you
suppose it doesn't make any difference.
Not a bit.
I'll call Marvin.
You just call Marvin or Jim. You call Marvin or Jim Jones, and you call Marvin or Jim Jones, and if I have to have you earlier, I'll call you back and get a plane and bring you up. But I sure do want to talk to you pretty soon on some things that are awfully important.
Good. Well, my little boy's out of school next week, and he and I are going off on a fishing trip, but the office will know where I am.
God bless you, Terry. Thank you so much. And you don't know how comfortable it is. No, I can count on you.
Good. Well, I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you.
Bye.